China's annual session of the parliament has not even started, and already the questions are coming about military might and polluted air. This afternoon at the Great Hall of the People, the spokeswoman for the National People's Congress told the gathered media that China's growing military might was nothing for the world to worry about. But she did acknowledge that the Chinese government faced tough decisions, not the least of which related to fixing the country's enormous environmental problems. China correspondent Stephen McDonnell reports.
China's former ambassador to Australia, the charming Madame Fu Ying, is the new face of the National People's Congress. She's smooth, intelligent and urbane, and when in Australia she'd confidently stride into the ABC studios for an appearance on Late Line, knowing she could handle even the curliest questions thrown at her. But even for an experienced hand like Fu Ying, China is sailing into difficult waters. As official spokesperson for the National People's Congress, she held a press conference this afternoon to introduce the meeting which starts tomorrow. There are all the usual details about numbers of delegates, the program and so on, but then came the questions. She was asked about China's military expansion and responded that this country's growing arms expenditure had contributed to global peace and stability. We strengthen our military power in order to protect ourselves, she said. It's for safety and peace. It's not to threaten other countries. This point, this principle, this policy, we've been firmly upholding them for decades. We've never altered from this path. In addition, our peaceful foreign policies and our defensive military standpoint have, for this region's security and peace, made great contributions. But a Japanese journalist from Kyoto wanted to know how China planned to resolve its escalating territorial disputes in the ocean, especially the rival claims to the Diaoyu or Senkaku Islands. And as we heard, this is a dispute which goes back a long way.
1898年,
In 1898, Japan stole the Diaoyu Islands from the Qing dynasty, she said. This part of history is clear. I really wish Japanese people would know about this history. She said that when the Japanese government took over the islands last year from a family, this breached a common-sense status quo, which had existed for many years, and again inflamed the conflict over disputed ownership. Because this common sense doesn't exist anymore, China no longer has a basis for constraint on this issue, and as a result, our ships are now cruising around these islands. In the run-up to the Congress, one issue which has been very much at the forefront of ordinary people's minds is pollution. Air quality in the Chinese capital seems to be deteriorating again after some improvements following the Olympics. In the first months of this year, Beijing's pollution has hit record bad levels. Some are questioning whether all this economic growth is actually worth it if people's living standards can have been so badly affected by the pollution all around them. On the internet, they're even talking about China's toxic growth. Spokesperson Fu Ying had no choice but to acknowledge what a huge problem this is becoming for the government. Just like anyone, I'm also worried, she said. Every morning when I open my curtain, I look to see if there's smog. I have two masks, one for me, one for my daughter. But I haven't used mine. Maybe I don't want to be photographed in it, she joked. And there'll be plenty more to be said about these and other issues facing China over the coming week and a half. This is Stephen McDonnell in Beijing for PM.